Baseball at Lyons Park. When growing up, baseball was the national sport of the United States. We had the New York Yankees, a multi-World Series winning team with a barn full of horses like Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, Yogi Berra, Coach Casey Stengel, and many others. One of the best players on the Pittsburgh Pirates was Roberto Clemente, an outfielder who was not only a great baseball player, but a great man. When he was killed in a plane crash taking food and supplies back to his ravaged Managua after an earthquake, it didn't register because we didn't know much about Nicaragua. People traveled less then, and we didn't have the internet to bring the world immediately to us. Baseball doesn't take a lot of equipment or a lot of space. Most kids can catch a ball and swing a bat, and parents support their kids. On Saturday, Niño League started at the Lyons Park at one end of Calle Calzada around 8:30 in the morning. Today I watched the Sharks play the Academy and the Clementes play the Dessauer team. The game moves in slow motion because it takes longer for kids to throw from first to third, chase down balls in the weeds at the outfield's edge, try to move under a foul-tipped ball in the batter's cage. Some of the kids scowl at their teammates at a bad play. Others kick their helmet on the grass after a strikeout. One of these players will make it to the majors, just like Roberto. In the Niño League, the team that makes the fewest fielding errors usually wins.